Richard, this document that you were able to see that summarized the exchange program between the U.S. and extraterrestrials, tell us a little bit about that, and how does it coincide with what's being posted now on this CERPO website?
Well, George, sometime during the early 1980s, I read a briefing document which pertained to the United States' involvement with the investigation of UFOs and extraterrestrials. In this briefing document, there was a summary, a brief summary of an exchange program involving 12 U.S. military personnel with an extraterrestrial race. The exchange program took place from 1965 to 1978. But that's about all that was mentioned in this document. It was just a brief summary of the exchange program, but it didn't provide any details of the exchange program, nor did it mention anything about any debriefings of the 12, or the 8, actually, when they returned.
Now, I know you probably don't know who the anonymous poster might be, but do you have any guesses?
I have a number of guesses. When this first all broke, I just became a member of that, the Victor Martinez's email list prior to that, and there were a number of people who were guessing, and they even guessed that it was me, but later on, Victor Martinez confirmed it wasn't me, and it was, and he knew the identity of this person. I've done a little bit of research, and I've talked to a number of my former colleagues, intelligence officer colleagues, and I kind of think I know who it is, but I don't want to mention the person's name. If it's who I think it is, that person is retired from one of the intelligence community agencies.
Why would he be posting now, Richard? What do you think?
You know, I don't know that. You know, it at first when this came out, I was a skeptic. I thought, well, this isn't for real. I've never heard. I heard some bits and pieces of it over the years, and I've heard rumors, but nothing of this magnitude. Nothing of any kind of details. And until it started flowing, and then I contacted my former colleagues, and they're telling me that they're hearing the same thing, and they're hearing rumors from within the intelligence community that this is in fact true. And so it the more that it's being released by this Mr. Anonymous, the more other people are coming out confirming it.
It is a very strange story, isn't it, Richard?
Yes, it is. It's very strange. And ironically, there are two people that are open, that have posted provided their names to the CERPO website, one being a Paul McGovern and the other one being a Gene Laskowski. And they are confirming basically what Victor is, what this Mr. Anonymous is telling Victor, with exception of some discrepancies.
And what are those discrepancies?
Well, one of the discrepancies, and one thing that I had been told earlier was that there was 12 U.S. military personnel, and they were all men. But according to Mr. Anonymous, there were 10 military men and two women. I have a problem with that. I don't want to get a lot of feminists on my my tail right now, but back in the 19, if you consider. I think you were in the service, George.
Yes.
Yeah. Back in the 1960s, in the middle of the 60s, females weren't really prominent in the military. They were actually segregated. The Army had the WACs, the Air Force had the WAFs, the Navy had the WAVs. And most of the females were in medical career field or supply or administration. I just found it difficult to believe that they found two females, and number one, that they would send two females on such a trip, and secondly, that they would, you know, find qualified females to do this.
Unless it was like an Adam and Eve mission, you know.
That's true. It could have very well been. And there's been a lot of talk over this email system about the reasons why they sent two females, and some reasoning is that. Well, listen, this is an exchange program, and this is a chance to exchange races, and we wanted the Ebens to know, hey, we have females, and here's two. So, that's very plausible.
You are a believer in extraterrestrials, because were you not present at an interview with an alien sometime in 83?
Well, not necessarily in that manner. I was not physically present, per se, but I witnessed a film that, which was apparently made just a few days prior to me viewing it, which I was told that contained one extra biological entity, a code name EBA 2, and two interviewers. They were seated at a table, and I witnessed this film, which ran about 20-some minutes, and it was a question-and-answer period or a session between these two interviewers and this EBA 2. And in this interview, the EBA 2 was speaking English, but in a very, very harsh-sounding voice, and it was almost difficult to understand the answers. But it was a question-and-answer period.
What did it look like? Was it like a gray?
Yeah, it was. It was. It looked like a classical gray, and with the big eyes and the small slit for the mouth, the two openings for the nose. The camera was directly on the face of the EBA 2, not necessarily on the body, but you could see the hands on the table, and you could see that they were very. It was very thin. The entity was very, very thin. But the facial features was that of looked like a gray to me.